Motion City in Hollywood. It's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeMarcus.
Thank you very much. Fun today, and once again, Rod Roddy has whipped this audience into a frenzy. Is that right, Rod?
A veritable frenzy.
Veritable frenzy. They're cheering. See, they're great. Great audience. And we got great players. Let's meet them right now, and they're looking for big bucks, starting with our first player, Eric Von Bessa. How are you, Eric?
Just great.
That's good. Where are you from, Eric?
From Chicago. Moved out here last March.
Can't stand the cold, Eric? Is that the story?
Yeah, a little bit. I miss the winters. I can't handle this summer all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's rough. I know what you mean. You can go back there and be reminded of it. It gets a little windy, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, we got whammies going by here. It's pretty windy. You want to watch out for them, right?
Keep them blowing right on.
All right, good luck, Eric. Good to have you with us. Our second player is Mitchell Marks. How are you, Mitchell?
Fine. I'm ready, Peter.
You're ready?
Yeah.
Well, now, you were a host of some sort. Is that right, Mitchell?
Yes. I, on a cable television program in Laguna Beach, one of our segments was in fact, a game show called Celebrity Refrigerator Interiors. We would show contestants.
I must have missed that one.
Well, we'd show contestants the inside of a celebrity's refrigerator, and they had to guess whose refrigerator it was.
Good luck today, Mitchell.
Okay, thank you, Peter.
Our third player is our champ, Lisa Serain. It's $17,750. Lisa.
Peter.
It's a lot of money.
You bet.
Do you have any great plans for all those bucks?
Well, when I'm down in Rio, I'm sure I can find some.
I bet you can, Lisa. You have a great trip, all right?
Thank you.
But before you leave, we'll play another game.
You bet.
All right, here we go. You give me a buzz and answer's worth three spins, a multiple choice answer, one spin. Here's the first question. Out of every 10 women questioned by a ladies magazine, how many said they look better with their clothes on than off? Nobody had the guts to buzz in. Well, I'll give it to you in multiple choice. You have to answer it. Out of every 10 women questioned by a ladies magazine, how many said they look better with their clothes on than off? Was it 4, 7, or 9, Eric?
I'll say 7.
What do you say, Mitchell?
7.
What do you say, Lisa?
I'll say 7 also.
We look better dressed than undressed. Say 9 out of 10 ladies asked. No spins. Does anyone have the number of the 10th lady? He does, yes. Right. Our producer has the number. Mm-hmm. No spins. Bad start, but we're having fun anyways. What blood type mixes safely with all the others? Eric.
O negative.
Well, we'll just... I have to get a ruling from our crack staff. All right. Is the correct answer O, A, B, or A? Mitchell?
O.
What do you think,
O.
Lisa? Yep. The universal donor flat flight is O. Eric, 3. Mitchell, a spin. Lisa, a spin. Next question. See, the negative is what threw me off. Doesn't take much to throw me off, though. Here we go. Stop laughing. According to a poll of Glamour magazine readers, what fraction says that all the states should raise the drinking age to 21? Mitchell?
3/4.
Is it 3/4, 1/4, or 1/2, Eric?
3/4.
What do you think, Lisa?
I'll say 1/2.
Raise the drinking age to 21. Say 3/4 of the Glamour magazine readers. Mitchell to 4. Well, Eric to 4. Mitchell to 4. Last question, gang. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Was a line used on what popular... Lisa?
Mission Impossible.
On what popular television program? Is it Mission Impossible, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., or Mod Squad, Eric?
Mission Impossible.
What do you think, Mitchell?
Mission Impossible.
Those instructors open a show called Mission Impossible. Eric to 5. Mitchell to 5. Lisa to 4. Big bucks coming up, and we come back. We don't go away. $50,000 up there, prizes, cash, goodies. There are also some things called the whammy. You don't want any part of them. They take away all your money, right? But you do want to take a trip on a little wonderful voyage someplace. Would you like to do that?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, our own south of the border fella, who our tourist guide, is going to take us on a little trip, aren't you, Mr. Ruddy?
Si, senor. The beautiful beaches of Acapulco await one of today's players. If they get lucky, this famed romantic Mexican city by the sea could be the destination of today's winner for a night of 6 enchanting... For six and change. All in Acapulco, the jewel of the Mexican Riviera, a trip worth almost $1,500.
Whoa, not bad. You get down there quickly enough, you can watch Rod do a Mexican hat dance. It's incredible, believe me. What you want to do is win this round so you can play last in the final round. Four whammies put you out of the game, and you can pass your remaining spins during your turn. Fewest spins first, Lisa, you with four. Are you ready?
Okay, let's go, let's go. Big box, let's go, and stop.
Stop. Okay, he's out of your system, Lisa. One.
That's it.
Here we go.
Get it over with. Come on. Let's get that trip to Acapulco. Come on and stop.
Stop. Another whammy. Lisa, two whammies, no dollars, two spins. You want to be careful about picking up a third whammy in round one. What do you want to do?
Pass them.
To either Eric or Mitchell.
Eric?
Eric? Okay, Eric, you're up next. Here it comes. Two of them you have to
take. Okay, let's go. Come on, big money. Come on, big money. Stop.
Stop in a reclining rocker, Eric. That's worth $329. One spin left you have to take.
Okay, let's go. Come on, big money. Come on, big money. Stop.
They're definitely out today. Eric, you left with $0, five spins, and one whammy. What do you want to do? You're going to play on?
Let's do it.
Wait a minute.
Come on, big money. Stop
at $1,250. First place, press or pass?
Fresh.
Okay,
fresh.
Here we go.
Come on, let's go. Big money. Come on, big money. Stop
at $1,500. $2,750. You have three spins left, Eric, first place.
I'll pass.
Going to pass to either Mitchell or Lisa.
Mitchell,
three to you. Mitchell, you're up. Here we go. Three you have to take.
Okay, here we go. And let's get ready to stop.
Stop at $1,500. Two spins you have to take. You are in second place.
Okay, let's keep going. And we're going to stop.
Stop at a telescope. Mitchell, that's worth $459, $1,959, one spin.
Well, I get a better ticket then. That's all there is to that. Let's go. Yeah, and let's stop.
You're coming to me now. I see financial disaster in your future.
Wow. Five spins left, Mitchell. Everyone has whammies. We treat everyone equally.
That's okay. Now I get to play with what I got myself. Here we go. And we're going to stop.
Stop at 550. Second place, four spins, Mitchell.
Okay, I'm going. And let's go. Let's go. Stop.
Stop at $350. That's $900. Three spins left. $1,850 less than Eric.
And we're going to go.
$900 gone, Mitchell. You have two whammies, no dollars, two spins. You too should be careful about picking up a third whammy in round one.
I will pass them to Eric.
Eric, two to you. $2,750 rides.
We
here we go.
Feel lucky. Come on, big money. Come on, big money. Stop.
Stop at $300 more. $3,050. One more step. Have to take. Avoid the whammy.
Okay.
You'll have first
big
place.
Big money. Stop.
See, we treat everybody equally. Everyone has two whammies and everyone has no bucks. We'll be back and figure out this right after these words. Stay with us. Round of questions and answers. This is an important round since there are no totals of dollars to evaluate who placed last in the final round. We'll evaluate it based on who gets the most spins. So a big round for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here's the first question. Mickey Mouse, Mick Jagger, or baseball great Mickey Mantle? Who's the subject of the new book called The Mick? Eric?
Mickey Mantle.
Is it Mickey Mantle, Mickey Mouse, or Mick Jagger, Mitchell?
Mickey Mantle.
Who do you think, Lisa?
Mickey Mantle.
The book title of Mick is about the famous New York Yankee, Mickey Mantle. Eric, 3, Mitchell a spin, Lisa a spin. Yankees are going to do it next year.
Think so?
Colors.
What the heck? Along what continent's coast will you find the Great Barrier Reef, Lisa?
Australia.
Is it Australia, South America, or Africa, Eric?
Australia.
What do you think it is, Mitchell?
Australia.
You'll find the Great Barrier Reef along the coast of Australia. Eric to 4, Mitchell to 2, and Lisa to 4. You guys are on a roll now. Here's a Press Your Luck athletic shoe shopping hint. You may want to jot this down, folks. Get a pencil. According to Mademoiselle magazine, there should be at least what fraction of an inch between your longest toe and the end of the shoe, Lisa?
1/4.
Is it 1/4 inch, 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch, Eric?
1/4.
What do you think, Mitchell?
1/2.
You should have 1/2 inch between your longest toe and the end of your shoe. And Mitchell gets a spin, and Eric and Lisa, you may want to change your shoes. They're a little tight. Here we go. Did you folks get that jotted down? We'll wait a few seconds. Good. Okay, now we can move along. Louisiana was purchased from the French, but tell me, what American state was purchased from the Russians for $7.2 million? Lisa?
Alaska.
For $7.2 million. Is the correct answer Alaska, Washington, or Oregon, Eric?
Alaska.
What do you think, Mitchell?
It's Alaska.
And the Russians are still ticked off about it. It's Alaska. Eric to 5, Mitchell to 4, Lisa to 7. And we're coming back for Mighty Big Bucks. And after these words, stay with us. $100,000 up there, actually 1/10 of a million. Sounds much more, doesn't it, when I say that? Great thing, great prizes and great money and everything, and you want to win this, obviously. Now, the way we're going to work this out is, because we didn't have any money totals, we'll go with the player with the most spins will play last. That's Lisa, 7 spins, you earned it. Mitchell, least spins, 4, you're first. Are you ready?
I am
Everyone
ready.
Has 2 whammies, so we're all spotted.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
For some big bucks, and let's stop.
Stop and another whammy. Mitchell, if you can dance like that, I'll take a whammy away. He'll come out and do it.
Yeah.
Mitchell, you have 3 whammies, no dollars, 3 spins. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game. You don't want that, so you have to kind of act carefully about what you're going to do.
Now, we're going to go for the big bucks.
All right.
We're gonna
looking
press
for
our
money
press
and news.
And here we go. Whammy. Press our luck and stop.
Stop at 1,500 a spin. Yes. Just avoided that whammy.
We're moving.
You're in first place, Mitchell.
We're moving. I came here
looking for money or
Rome.
Lose
Let's
away.
Go to Rome. Let's go to Rome and stop.
Stop at 1250.
Yes.
2750. 2 spins. 3 whammies.
No whammies.
Same here predicament.
We
here we go.
Sir, we're gonna have Rome this time. I feel Rome coming up.
Stop.
I'm open. Throw me the bomb. Oh, no.
Mitchell. You're out of the game. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm having fun anyway.
Good. All right, good.
Believe it or not.
We'll go to Eric with 5 spins and no bucks.
Okay,
Eric.
Let's do it. Come on, big money. Come on, big money. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. First
okay,
place, 4 spins,
on,
Eric.
On. Let's do it. Come on, big money. Stop.
Stop at $3,000 a spin. $4,500, 4 spins, Eric.
Keep going. Come on. Big money, come on, big bucks, stop!
Stop at 1250. Yeah. 5750, 3 spins. You're
keep
in first
going.
Place, you're gonna
keep
go
going.
Again.
Press it. Come on, big money, stop!
Stop at a piano, yeah. Eric. That piano has a value of $2,750. You're at $8,500, 2 spins. What are your plans?
Who do the spins go to?
Well, Mitchell's out of the game, so it either goes to me or Lisa.
I'll play.
All right, 8,500 riding on 1 spin. A whammy wipes
Let's
it out.
Let's do it.
Looking for bucks.
Big money, come on, big bucks, stop.
Stop at $1,250. $9,750, Eric, you have 1 spin left. What do you want to do with it? Press your luck or pass?
I'll pass.
Lisa, it's yours. One you have to take.
Okay.
Here it comes. It's you
All
and
right, let's
Eric.
Go. Those big bucks and Rome. Rome looks good. And stop.
It's good to have your money back, yeah.
You have three whammies, no dollars, seven spins. One more whammy, you're not only out of the game, but Eric will win. And it's bad for two reasons. One, you'll lose. Two, I'll have so much time at the end of the show, I'll have to sing and dance. Nobody should be put through that. You know what I mean?
I understand.
So you don't want to whammy out?
No, I don't.
What do you want to do?
But I'm going to go one more time.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. $7.50. Just avoided that whammy. Lisa, six spins. You are in second place with $7.50. What do you want to do?
Play.
Here we go, I Lisa and Eric.
Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Big bucks, or roll. Stop.
Yeah! $2,000. $27.50, $7,000 less than Eric. Five spins, Lisa.
Five spins. I'm passing.
Passing all five to you, Eric. Think you can handle it?
I can do it.
Here we go. Five big ones you have to take.
Come on, big money, stop!
Stop at MSU Space for Mexican Cruise! Yeah. Eric Dashworth, $3,976.13726, four more spins, here we go.
Okay, let's go! Come on, big money, stop!
Stop at Rome! Yeah. Eric, that trip to Rome is worth $2,846, you're up now. $16,572, Eric. You have to take the spins. Here we go.
Let's do it. Come on. Big money. Come on, big money. Stop.
Stop at $500. $17,072. You have two spins. You don't want to whammy now,
okay,
Eric. You
big
want
money,
bucks.
Big money. Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $500 more. Eric. $17,572. One more spin you must take. If you avoid the whammy, you'll have first place. You'll have the championship. You'll own it. If you hit a whammy, Lisa is the champ. Are you ready, Eric?
This is it.
Are you ready, Lisa?
Let's do it! Yeah. 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 Yeah.